New Delhi. The Lok Sabha has passed the WAHK Amendment Bill 2025, with 288 members voting in favor and 232 against, following a nearly 12-hour-long debate. The House also approved the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2024, which repeals the Musalman Waqf Act of 1923. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju introduced the WAHK Amendment Bill 2025, stating that the proposed legislation strictly pertains to WAHK properties and is unrelated to religious practices. Rijiju emphasized that the bill aims to make WAHK boards more inclusive and secular, ensuring the representation of different Muslim sects and women. The minister dismissed opposition concerns, asserting that the bill is not intended to confiscate properties and has a forward-looking approach rather than a retrospective one. Rijiju criticized the previous amendments made under the UPA government in 2013, arguing that they enabled the misuse of provisions to designate any land as WAHK property. He cited the transfer of 123 properties to the Delhi WAHK board under Congress rule as an example. According to Rijiju, the new amendments are designed to introduce transparency and accountability in the management of WAHK assets through technology-driven solutions. Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi led the opposition's response, accusing the government of misleading the public and attempting to undermine constitutional principles. He claimed that the bill was a tool to dilute constitutional protections, defame minorities, and create divisions in society. Key amendments. A significant change introduced in the bill is its renaming to the Unified WAHK Management Empowerment, Efficiency, and Development, UMED, Bill. Rijiju explained that this new title reflects the government's commitment to modernizing the WAHK system. Among the key amendments, digital transformation. The bill mandates the use of digital tools for automating registration, auditing, and litigation processes related to WAHK properties. Enhanced tribunal powers. WAHK tribunals and boards will have expanded authority to resolve land disputes efficiently and ensure compliance with the law. Administrative participation. While non-Muslims will not be involved in religious activities, they can participate in the administration of WAHK properties. Role of WAHK boards. WAHK boards play a crucial role in managing religious, educational, and charitable activities for Muslim communities. These properties generate income that is meant to support the community's economic and social growth. The government maintains that the new legislation will bring much-needed reforms, making WAHK boards more effective and transparent in handling these responsibilities. With the bill now passed in the Lok Sabha, its next hurdle will be the Rajya Sabha, where further deliberations are expected.